Welcome to Duo Chat with Brittany and Cynthia, where we talk about drama shows from shows ranging from the 90s to today.
Hi everyone, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Cynthia.
And today we're talking about Season 4, Episode 17, titled Admissions, air date April 11th, 2001. And the synopsis is...
While Joey is accepted into Worthington University, Dawson is forced to face rejection when he is denied to NYU. Joey learns the fact that with the B&B, she can't afford the $15,000 tuition requirement. Meanwhile, Jack's convinced that New York is the place to go for college. Jen isn't sure she's ready to return there.
Did you know it's been like a whole 6 weeks since the last episode aired?
Yep.
That's how
I mean,
long it's been.
yeah, so it kind of was a little bit of a cliffhanger, but not a huge one. But I
Yeah,
wonder if people
I
were
didn't
still
really
back.
feel the cliffhanger.
Yeah, it's just with Pacey, knowing that Joey lied to him. That's the only cliffhanger I can really figure out.
Yeah, for 6 whole weeks he had to go with knowing the truth.
Yeah. And then we start off with Jen being a klutz again, because when Joey waves her over to her table, she trips and drops her books. So,
And again, we're throwing the girls together randomly.
Yeah.
Again.
Right.
I think the last time they were together was when she was getting advice about sex from Jen. That was the last time we had a cafeteria scene with the two of them.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was probably
Which
it.
is so weird, because wouldn't Joey be eating with Pacey?
Yeah, she should have been.
You know what I
Or
mean?
with,
It's just weird
yeah.
how this episode for lunch, the girls are going to eat together.
Yeah, I could see
It's
even.
like, where's everybody else?
Yeah, like Jen should be with Jack. And Dawson may could have probably even been sitting with Joey too if he was there, but it's just the girls for some reason. Because we still
And
haven't
it's
figured
again,
out.
it's not like they're well, it's not like
Girls.
they're besties that they would be sitting together.
Yeah.
And again, if this group is so frenzy, like close, wouldn't they all be eating together?
Yeah. Yeah, because
It's
we
just
haven't.
weird.
Yeah, we haven't figured out the whole lunch schedule thing and how that works at the school.
Right.
But then, Jen has a whole bunch of papers of acceptance letters from colleges, and she says now that kind of randomly that her and Jack want to go to the same school, so they're
How
narrowing it down.
many is she applying to?
I don't think they said.
I know like it was a lot, but I just didn't know how many.
Yeah.
And is it weird that Jen and Jack want to go to school together?
Well, it is kind
Like,
of random because they never talked about it before.
right. That's
But
why
it
I was
does,
like,
yeah. I mean, it
okay.
does make sense though, because they are close and they are scared to go to college. So it would make sense that they would want to be together for the next chapter of their lives.
I'm surprised that Dawson and Joey don't want to be together.
I
Since
think
they're
they.
soulmates.
Well, I think they knew from the get go that they would end up at different colleges because Dawson was into filmmaking and Joey wanted to be something with the environment or animals or something.
Yeah,
Like for
they
a
weren't
quick
really
second.
specific, yeah.
Yeah, or art school. I mean, I feel like maybe art school and film class or a program could be at the same school, maybe, but besides that, probably not. They want to be together. But I thought it was weird how Joey and Dawson were called down to the office to call home just to see if they got accepted to their colleges or not. Because, well, in our day, we would have had to wait until school was over and then get home and then open the letter, you know? They
Why
opened it
did
at
they
lunch.
did the did our school tell us that though? Like we had to wait?
No, I'm just saying, like, if we got letters sent to us, then we wouldn't have even known until we got back home.
Well, no, but like their parents are calling the school telling them that they need to speak to their child.
Right.
Because they
I
got the
mean,
mail. And then so
yeah.
they're getting called down because Bess and Gail are trying to call them.
All right.
Like, in a school setting, you can't really deny the parent to talk to their child.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was just surprised that they just didn't wait till they got home to tell him.
Well, I know. I wouldn't want to be the secretary that day. Because you're getting no work done. All you're doing is calling kids down to the office to call home. Well, especially our day and nowadays, kids have cell phones, so they would have just called on the cell phone. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
well,
Like their parent
yeah.
would just call them. But back then in the early 2000s, yeah, they had to call the office.
I feel like now they might just get their acceptance in email. It's just not having physical letters anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, but I'm just saying if it did happen, their parent would probably just call their own cell phone.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking about today and the difference.
Yeah.
So, like, the kids
Yeah, they
today wouldn't have
probably.
to wait either. They
Yeah,
could just open their email.
I wonder if they get it through email or if they get the big packages now
Yeah,
or
who knows?
envelopes.
Yeah, they could just get like a digital PDF of it. Yeah, so
But
then
of
we.
course, yeah, but of course one
Yeah.
gets in and one doesn't.
Yeah. Did you have like any idea of what it was going to be? Like which one would be accepted and which one wouldn't?
Well, I already knew Joey was getting accepted.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't remember Dawson not getting in, but I do remember Joey getting in.
Okay. Yeah, I actually thought it was going to be the other way around.
Because I remember that she couldn't afford to go. She got accepted, but because of the bed and breakfast, she
Yeah.
couldn't go.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the other way around just because it just seemed like that would be Joey's luck.
Well,
Yes.
yeah, but she was getting good news, and then it was bad news again, so that's Joey's luck.
Yeah. Yeah, so then Joey tells Pacey that Dawson wasn't accepted, but she got into Worthington. So of course he's excited, but she
Well,
isn't because it hasn't really
first,
hit her yet.
but first she doesn't want to say anything, and Dawson's like, "No, tell Pacey the good news." And it's like, really? As in Joey, just he Pacey's your boyfriend, just tell him the good news. And then right from the start, she talks about Dawson, and I'm like, I don't think he asked about Dawson.
Right. And then Pacey pulls Joey away to skip school to see her acceptance letter at home. I don't think that you could do that. Just leave like that for that
Have you
reason.
met them?
Oh, yeah.
They skip school. But I mean, no, you can skip school. You're just gonna have an absence for that class. But yeah, it was funny though, because he was like, "What? You skipping school, you're not gonna get into college."
Right.
It's like at this point, that doesn't matter. And so yeah, I thought it was okay. We learned that he in the episode that he doesn't really want her to go. Like he was kind of happy she couldn't go. But here he's being very supportive and was like, "No, you're not gonna be happy or whatever until you see it." And so he takes her, and that's like, that's being supportive.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute. Can I just say it was nice to see Bess in this episode because we have not seen her. Like, when was the last episode that we saw her in? I don't even remember. Because it's been a while.
Yeah, neither do I.
It's like Joey's the only one that lives there.
Pretty much.
So, didn't we see Bodie in this episode?
Yep.
So, it was nice to see him too. Oh, and then it was funny though, because like Joey comes home, and then Bess was first like, "Oh, like here you go." And I was like, "Why isn't Bess asking her why she's home?" And then she does. I was like, "There it is," because like her first thought should have been like, "What are you doing home?" But I know that she was excited that her sister was going to college,
Right, yeah.
because apparently she's the first Potter to go to college. So, did Bess not So Bess didn't go to college, right?
Right.
Why?
Maybe because I can't say it's when their mom died, because I think she was already in her early 20s when their mom
Well,
died, I
because,
think.
yeah, because Joey was 13 and Bess is 10 years older, so she would have been 23. So I'm just trying to figure out why she didn't go for a year or two to college. Because remember in the past, Bess said, well, I had to take care of you, sort of thing to Joey. Isn't like, this is my life because I had to take care of you. So I don't get to go anywhere, like college because basically because of you. But the truth of the matter is, she was 23 when her mom died. So what was she doing from 18 to 22?
I don't know. That's a good
It's
question.
like you had, but she had her freedom then if she wanted to go and travel and stuff. You can't blame Joey. Like that's what I don't understand is at the beginning of the show, they made it seem like Bess always had to take care of Joey, and that's why she didn't go to college. But the truth of the matter is, she was 23 when her mom died. So that doesn't make sense. So the continuity issue doesn't make any sense in this. But I am happy that she is excited for her sister, though.
Yeah, the last episode she was in was 10. I don't remember what happened in that episode, but
Me
yeah, so they're
either.
all excited to throw that barbecue for her.
Yeah, but then Joey finds out that she doesn't have the financial aid to get in. Okay, so wasn't it their school counselor that Joey was meeting with and Bess? Why were they meeting with their school counselor and not like the school itself?
Or
Like,
maybe
I
that
feel like
was
the
the
school itself could have given them more answers.
I think that was a college
Because it probably says call here, and you know what I mean?
I think that was a college advisor, maybe.
That's well, that, yeah, for Capeside.
Yeah, I guess she must be able to know that stuff or look up that stuff. I guess I don't know.
Because it just doesn't make any sense that you would go to your high school college advisor instead of the college you're trying to go to. Like they would have more answers, I would think, than your school counselor. That's how I took it. It was just kind of weird. But I was like, all right. Well, then we learned that because the bed and breakfast is doing so well, that they don't, that because they're doing so well, she doesn't get the financial aid. And that basically they have to fork out the money. But my thing is, again, they're doing so well, no one's ever there. Yeah, you could do, yeah, you're doing so well. You know what I have an issue with of colleges is when they do that, when they pull this stuff, when they're like, your family has money because they're middle class or whatever. Not every parent pays for college. Because on your financial aid, it will ask you what your parents make. And my thing is, not every parent pays for college. So this doesn't make sense that you would go off the parents' income because the parents, some of them don't pay. Probably a lot of them probably don't pay. So it doesn't make any sense why you would write, when you would write down their income, because they're not, some of them don't pay. So what do you do in that instance if your parents are have the money, but they're not paying for it? So then what do you do?
I don't know, because at this point, I think it's too late for scholarships, so.
But what do you do? Like, how do you tell the college, like, yo, my parents aren't paying for my college?
I don't know. I think you just have to actually go to the college and talk to them in person, probably. First of all.
Because, yeah, I hate when they use the parents' income. Because, first of all, it's not the parents' responsibility once they're 18 to pay for college. And there's no guarantee that the parents are going to pay for it. So, why are you using the parents' income?
That's just how they estimate how much they should give them, but yeah,
But
it's not a
again, not
valid
every parent
reason.
pays. That's what I don't like about the college financial aid because it's stupid. You know? And then of course Bess was like, you know, everyone's there at the party. And then Bess is like, oh, you know, I'll send everybody away. And Joey's like, no, don't do that. But she has tears in her eyes. When did she wipe out off the tears to go talk to Dawson?
I
You know what I
don't
mean?
know.
Because I feel like if she was crying, you would be able to tell, like right when she got a car, because he was standing right there watching her get out of the car. You know? Because I feel like if she was wiping her eyes, he would have been like, oh, what's wrong? I don't know. It just, that part just didn't really make any sense.
I thought it was sweet that Dawson brought a cake that said congratulations for her. That was nice. And then with Dawson too, the B plot is like he feels bad for getting rejected, and you know, Gretchen goes over and you know, he tells her what happened, and Gretchen reminds Dawson that Brooks didn't go to college, so he should make life his teacher as well and make a movie with the money Brooks left for him. And this makes Dawson feel better.
Didn't Joey tell him to use the money and make a movie? So why is he taking Gretchen's advice when Joey said the same thing?
I guess you forgot about it.
Was like, when she said that, I was like, I thought we had this conversation just with Joey.
Yeah, be the way that makes him feel better. And then, oh yeah, they actually did show Jen in therapy again. She's talking about New York and not wanting to go for college there. And that's when she
Oh God.
realizes she doesn't remember the last time she saw her dad. What happened?
Dawson for a minute. Why does he want to go to New York?
I don't, because wasn't he talking about California before?
Yeah, in
Film school over
season
there?
two or three, he was talking about California.
I don't
And
know,
so it
maybe.
didn't, so for me, it didn't make any sense that he would go to New York. 'Cause I was like, Dawson has never talked about New York. Like, and let's, I could not see him in New York. I could see him in LA. I couldn't see him in New York though. So I was like, and again, the filmmakers are in, well, a lot of them are in LA. I don't know. I was just like, I could see him as like the LA boy, not the New York boy. Yeah, I was like, why is he going to New York? Or why does he want to go to New York?
Maybe there's a possibility that the writers were kind of setting something up, because maybe they were going to have the next season of them being in their freshman year of college. Wait, isn't that what happens?
Yeah. Yeah, they
Well,
don't skip. They go right into college.
maybe they want some of the characters in one place to use them, you know, so they can interact with each other instead of completely different, separate plots. If they do that, I don't even know, but
Well,
I don't
they
know.
do, but why is Dawson going to New York?
So he can stay in touch with Jen and Jack, like somebody
Like,
from the
Jen and
group.
Jack are already thinking of New York. And Joey is where? Where's she going?
Worthington.
What state is that in?
Let me see. Ohio.
What? It's in Ohio?
Yep. Wait, hold on.
Are you sure?
Brought me the city. Minnesota.
Hmm.
So is that far from New York? Let me see. Oh yeah. It's like we're kind of in the middle from New York and Worthington. It's like north, east from us. Yeah, it's closer to Canada than anything.
So why does she want to go to that school?
I don't know.
Because that's weird. Because you know how Andy always talked about Harvard? It's weird that Joey wants to go there.
Yeah, and we don't even know what
I
for.
don't know. Just out of all the colleges in the country,
Yeah.
that's the one she's picking.
I guess.
It's just, I don't know. It's just weird that that was her dream school. Oh, I thought it was funny that when Jen and Jack were arguing about New York, she was like, "I'm going to get a burger." And he's like, "You don't even eat burgers." And she was like, "I said I was going to get one, not that I was
Yeah.
going to eat it." I was
Yeah, that
like,
was
"Oh my
funny.
God." Oh my God. But then when they wanted everybody to contribute to the argument of New York, like, nobody's been to New York in the group besides Jen. So how would everybody else be able to argue it when they've never been? Do you
True,
know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I've never been to New York. I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know the pros and cons, so I wouldn't be able to sit there and say it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably like anywhere. There's probably good and bad to it. Just like anywhere you choose. But yeah, I was like, I don't, the only one that can fight that is Jen.
Yeah.
Well, and then remember Jack was like, well, you're always saying how, like, how much fun and stuff you had in New York, you know, and now you're saying no to it. And she's just shutting down his dream school, apparently, but yet she wants to go to the same school as him. And yet that's where he wants to go.
Yeah, and again, we still don't know why they want to go there. Or
I know,
exactly what.
what are they gonna do? Like, what are they going into?
Yeah, so then of course Pacey talks to Joey, and that's when Joey tells him what happened.
Well, yeah, because she was like, "Oh, and Bess didn't tell you?" No, Joey told Bess not to say anything. So she wasn't going to say anything. You know? For once, Bess kept her mouth shut.
Yeah. And then Gretchen checks in on Pacey since everyone's talking about college and, he's not sure what he's gonna do.
Well, and he even like told Joey, like, this is your day. We're not going to talk about us and the future. Like, this is about you. So we're going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
And I thought that was definitely being supportive.
Yeah, except for when he was talking to Gretchen and says that he doesn't need to think about his future because he doesn't have one to think of, and that he's actually happy that Joey can't get the money she needs to go to Worthington. So like he's happy that she's kind of stuck there with him in Capeside now.
Yeah, but I feel like Pacey would go anywhere.
Yeah, because he.
Especially because he has no plans, he can go anywhere. It's not like this is my dream school and it's in a whole different state. He doesn't plan on going anywhere, so he can just follow her.
Yeah, because he did say that already.
Yeah, when he told her he loved her, he said, "I don't plan on being here. I plan on being wherever you are." What happened to that?
I don't know.
I know why.
Why?
Because the writers are trying to split them up.
Oh,
They're trying to
yeah.
give a reason to break them up. Even though, what, 10 episodes ago, he was willing to follow her anywhere. And
And then
it's
Jack.
weird, and it's weird too, because when you compare Joey and Pacey and Andy and Pacey, he would have followed Andy.
Yeah.
Why isn't he following Joey?
I don't know.
And yet, this is his great love, remember? Why wouldn't he follow her?
I guess they made him have his insecurities back
But
about
it's
not being good
weird.
enough.
But it's weird because did he have those insecurities with Andy?
Nope. Maybe
I
because
don't.
he loves Joey differently than he loved Andy.
That's my thing is he didn't have these insecurities with Andy.
Maybe because too, like college was more further away, so he didn't wasn't really thinking about it.
Well, but remember he talked about getting married and stuff, remember? Like that's how far down he was thinking in the future was being married to Andy. And then now he's, it's just changed. I don't know.
Right. And then Jen
It's
and
just,
Jack.
I don't know.
Yep. And then Jen and Jack talk about New York, and Jen can't really explain it to him. She's just afraid to go back, and she hasn't talked about it with her therapist, and she wants to change the subject. So they do, but I thought it was nice how Jack says that they don't have to go to New York, and Jack tells her to go back to therapy to figure it out why she doesn't want to go there.
What was driving me crazy about Jen is she didn't really tell him until the end why she didn't want to go to New York. Like
Right,
she
yeah.
kept fighting with him
Yeah, she also said
about
she feels like
how bad it is. And it's like, but Jen, just tell him, like, why are you picking fights with him?
Well, she did tell him that she feels like there's nothing left for her and she just can't figure out the rest because she blocked it out. She can't like really accept
But
it.
she really wasn't opening up to him. She just kept shutting him down every time he would ask. She'd just be like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. And it's like, at some point you got to talk about it because clearly there's something going on. So if she had to go back to therapy, does that mean her punishment of therapy was done?
I don't know, they never
Since
said how
Jack
many.
said to go back.
No, I don't think he meant like back as if she finished. I think just going back to another session in general, because they never said how many sessions she has to have for her requirement.
Well, did you hear the therapist?
What?
He said 4 sessions a week. At some point in the episode, he was telling Jen about how, like, he said he brought up 4 sessions a week, and I was like, what?
I thought he said just,
I was like, that's a lot of sessions.
I thought he just said 4 sessions in general. So I think she was going 3 times a week, which is still excessive.
Well, he said 4, though. Well, I think then that's when he told her that she had to go 4 times a week. And I was like, 4? That's a lot. Oh, when Joey is in Dawson's room, why does Dawson have a picture of Pacey and Joey on his wall?
Yeah, that made me confused. I was like, whose house is this?
And you hated the fact that they were together, so why you got a picture of him on your wall?
Right. I mean, I'm guessing he took the picture, but still.
I know, but on your wall. It's one thing to have the picture, but to put on your wall that you can see every day and it's a reminder that they're together and you didn't get the girl. Why would you want that on the wall?
Right.
Like, I got everybody else being on the wall because they're his friends, but I didn't understand why the couple that he was so mad at is on the wall. That's what threw me off. I was like, I would never put them on the wall if I hated them so much, you know? So what did you think of Dawson wanting to give Joey the money? The 15 grand.
Yeah, that wasn't surprising to me that he would want to do that for her.
Well, I mean, technically for him, it's free money. You know, he
Yeah,
didn't earn it.
we don't even know how much that is from what Brooks left him, so he could have a
Well,
lot more
because,
left over than that for
well,
himself.
I think there was because, he says, I want you to have the money, and she goes, I don't want the money. And he goes, well, no, well, at least the 15. And I was like, oh, so there definitely is more money.
And then Dawson does get accepted to USC. I think that's the California one.
Yeah, US
Then,
season. Which
yes.
again, for that makes sense, him being in California.
But then Joey goes inside to cry because she, is reminded that she didn't get into her dream school.
Well, yeah, and then that's when Dawson brings up giving her the money.
Yeah. But Joey needs to think about it.
Well, no, she said no.
Yeah, so Dawson's told her to consider it, just to think about it.
Now why is she saying no though? Like, this is her best friend in the whole wide world. Why is she saying no to him?
Just because she doesn't want to feel like she owes him the money back and probably feels guilty about lying to him about Pacey. So just a lot of guilt around the whole thing.
Because Dawson has never said, "You owe me money." There are no strings for this one. Like, I don't feel it.
Right.
Like, I feel like
Neither do
he's being sincere. Now, in the past, remember when he got that money from that film festival and he gave Joey the money? There was strings attached to that one. But remember, because he wanted her back because she was with
I.
Jack? I don't feel that there's any strings attached when it comes to the college money.
Right.
I just feel like
Yeah.
he's being a real friend and he cares and he wants her to go to college, her dream college. That's all I see.
Yeah. So he does say that, she's gone through so much pain and he could never fix it before until now. But then she still says no.
Do you wonder if. Do you remember when he was giving her the key to the school when her mural was damaged? And do you remember when he like kind of threw it at her, like, "I think you wanted this to happen because then people can't see how good you are and you can still kind of play the victim." Do you think this is another thing of, here, you didn't get it, you can't go. But I'm now going to give you the money, which will make you be able to go. And now you still don't want to go. Is she still feeling like the victim in this? You know what
No,
I
I didn't.
mean? Where
No.
it's like, no, I really can't go. I really have to stay here because, I can't afford to go, but somebody's dangling money in front of you and you're still not going. Like, it's like, I thought that was the only thing holding you back. And now there's nothing holding you back, and you're still not gonna take it.
No, I just thought Dawson, the art thing, he just saw it as that Joey was just insecure about her artwork and she didn't want to be critiqued by it by people if they actually saw it outside of her friends and family so that these people would be honest and truthful about her work instead of being nice and saying it looks good, maybe even if it doesn't.
Yeah, but what about college? Isn't that the same thing? Like, the reason why she couldn't go is because of the money. Well, now money's no problem and she still isn't taking it. It's like that's the only thing that was holding you back.
Well, a lot of people would be the same way. They wouldn't want to take a large sum of money from somebody and, feel like that's like a charity case or a handout. Like they can't do it themselves, even though they worked so hard for it. They want to earn their own way to go to college. So it
Yeah,
just
but
seems.
Dawson wasn't making her. I did not feel that from him.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying from her side, that's how it feels, probably.
Yeah, but he never said that.
I know, but it's still
He
just in her
just,
head.
and
It
it's
has
not like
nothing to
he
do with
earned,
Dawson.
and it's not like he earned the money. It was free money for him. He's only doing the right thing. Well, how many friends would give money to their friend to go to college?
Unless they hit the lottery or something, probably not many.
Exactly. This is what I mean. He's going over and beyond as a friend because he doesn't have to give her the money. He can be like, "Well, sucks to be you." But he's not. He's like, "You earned this. It's not your fault that you're the bed and breakfast made money this year. Like, you should go to college. This is everything you've worked for." And he told her that. He said, "You earn this. You deserve to go. You know, so, but my thing is, if they're so close, she shouldn't have a problem taking it from him. If Jen gave her the money or Jack gave her the money, it would be different. You know what I mean? It would be like, I am a charity case. But because they're so close, as they keep saying, it shouldn't be a problem for Joey to take the money.
I think it's still the guilt from her lying too. Like she feels like
Well, that's her own problem.
she's just like, taking advantage of him, even though she wasn't truthful with him about Pacey. So
Now,
like she doesn't deserve the money because she lied.
do you know what I didn't hear from her? I didn't hear thank you. Like when he brings it up about giving her the money, I never heard her say thank you anyway. Thank you for being there. Like I didn't hear any thank yous. It's like if somebody was offering me money and I still was turning them down, I would still say thank you. He didn't have to offer the money. It was bothering me. I'm like, for once, I'm on Dawson's side and he's not getting anything out of this. He's just being nice. And she is just being Joey, where she doesn't thank anybody. All right. So now we're to Jen and Drew. Did you like that she was asking him what happened that night?
Yeah, since she has no memory of it, I'm just surprised that, I mean, she must have forgot he was there because this is brand new information.
Well, and if she doesn't remember that night, how does she remember that he was there? Like if it's so blurred that you and you were so blacked out, how do you even remember that anybody was there?
And then in season one, she said that the reason why she was shipped off from New York was because she was caught in her parents' bed sleeping with a guy,
Yeah, and
But now,
wasn't it Billy?
yeah. But then when she was in therapy, I think is when she mentioned that her first time was that time. So that didn't make sense. They flipped it from being her last time to her in New York to her first time. So they're just changing the story.
Well, and then too,
Put
like,
Drew in.
well, then they make it like something happened between Jen and Drew. And at first, he wasn't saying what happened. He was kind of like playing it off. And I was like, seriously, though, what happened between these two? And then, of course, later he tells the truth. And it was weird because when he was telling the truth, he brought up Billy. And I was like, so the writers are finally bringing it. Like they're finally bringing up the past because you know how sometimes in storylines they forget certain people. Well, they didn't forget Billy. They made Drew bring Billy up. So I was happy to see that. But yeah, I don't know. It just didn't really all come together.
Yeah, so when
Go
I was
ahead.
saying when Drew tells Jen the truth after, Drew says that Jen was wasted and that she was using him to make her dad mad and knowing that, he liked her, Drew liked Jen, so using him for his feelings too. When her parents got home, her dad called her a slut. She called him a hypocrite, and then Jen kicked Drew out. So doesn't know what happened after that. But so apparently they just added Drew at the last second because it just seemed like that they hadn't talked for a while, even before she left New York.
Yeah, because it was just kind of like, hey, like I haven't seen you in. Yeah, it definitely
Years.
didn't seem like it was like I left that night that you were there. I don't know. And then I thought it was nice that Jen apologized to Drew.
Yeah, for once he actually was hurt in a situation.
Yeah, for once he was the victim.
And then Joey goes to Dawson to tell him the truth about how she slept with Pacey.
And Dawson's reaction. well,
Yeah.
though, he did say, You never gave me a chance to understand exactly why, like, she must not have any faith in. I mean, yes, we've seen Dawson upset, but I don't know, because he's changed a little bit in season four. Like, he grew up a little bit from season three. That she should have told him and, let him process it the way he needs to. And, so I do agree that, yeah, you're right. She didn't give you a chance. But then he still offers the money to her. Though, when he does bring up, because wasn't it kind of at the end when he brings up the money to her again? And he said, I don't know how I feel about you sleeping with Pacey, but, kind of like you still deserve the money. I was happy that he did it because he didn't have to. He could have been like, you know what? You're right. You lied. You slept with him. Bye. I'm not giving you that money. But he didn't. He was like, no, I'm still going to give you the money.
Yeah, because he says it's the right thing to do, and he's certain about them and what they mean to each other.
Okay. When he goes and talks to Pacey. Oh God. Because he was like telling Pacey, oh, what, you don't want her, like, you want her to stay here, and and Pacey knows she deserves better. I mean, remember it was in season one when it was Joey talking about how, oh, she's not gonna get out, and he was like, don't bet on a pot or whatever that he said, and he told her, you're gonna get out, like that he believed that. And it's like, it's still in him. He still believes them. But the problem that he has is who's giving the money? That's just in Pacey's head. Dawson's giving the money. And I think, especially right here, his insecurities are coming back because he can't give Joey the money. He doesn't have the money for it. But Dawson can. Dawson can be the hero that Pacey wants to be. Because think about it, looking back, what, that's going to be a big thing that she's going to remember is who got me to go to college? Like, who gave me money when I couldn't go? And when she graduates college, she's going to thank Dawson. She's not going to thank Pacey. It's just one of those things. And it's for Pacey, that's going to probably be a problem. I don't want it to be, but I know it's going to be because Dawson just did something nice. It's not anything little. I'm not trying to make this little because it's not. What Dawson did, I don't really know of anyone that would do that for someone. So the fact that Dawson is doing it and he's not expecting anything either. That is a full circle from the Dawson we knew to the Dawson we've seen lately. And he's just looking out for Joey, wanting the best for her. And Pacey does too, just it's just different.
Yeah, my only thing is with this college and money, like, isn't 15,000 only like going to cover the first year maybe? And then what is she going to
Or
do
the
after
first
that?
semester.
Yeah, so this is like a temporary fix until she can like, not raise, save up money so she can pay the rest on her own. But with the B&B, this is still going to be a problem, next time. So
Especially
that's
if
never
they're the number
mentioned.
one bed and breakfast. They're still going to get business next year.
Yeah, like if she was going to community college, that would probably, be enough money for maybe at least a couple years, if anything, but yeah, this isn't going to make her go very far with just the 15,000.
Yeah, I feel like the 15 would just cover the first semester. Because don't you have to pay every semester?
Or yearly, I don't know.
So this would be her first semester.
Yeah, I think every place is probably different, but yeah.
Because I feel like, well, don't you feel like a lot of people go into thousands of dollar debt? Like, this is only 15,000. Like, stories I hear are like hundreds of thousand dollars in debt. This is only 15. So you're right. is definitely only part of her college career or whatever, you know. Yeah, who's paying the rest of it?
It's like we don't even know if she's still working at the yacht club. We haven't seen her there for a minute. I feel like that would
Well,
help a
that's
lot, but
definitely not, yeah, but it's not going to cover everything.
yeah. I know, I'm just saying, like, so she's not like she shouldn't have like zero money saved up, but
Well,
yeah.
but she had to get a job to cover,
Oh yeah, the bills at home.
yeah, she has no money. All that money has went into the bed and breakfast
Yeah.
because Bess had no job.
Right.
So Joey has no money. This is what I mean. Since she was working at a young age at the ice house, she should have saved every penny because now look, she has no money. And I'm not saying that since she was 15, she'd have thousands of dollars, but she'd have a little bit of money. You know what I mean? Well, and you have to think too that when you go to college, you still have to have some money to live. How are you going to buy groceries? So she would have at least had that covered.
So then Jen just goes back to therapy and, you know, tells him what she found out about her dad and
I'm sorry, I can't with the therapy. I don't like the therapist. He's still
Yeah, so
creepy.
yeah, he is. But he does help her understand that she is going there so she can stop hating herself and blaming herself for how bad things got. And then
Okay, but
what
in the last couple seasons, have you really seen her hate herself for New York?
Not specifically, but there was something going on when she was drinking a lot.
Yeah, but then it stopped and everything was fine until now. Like now we're rehashing the past.
Yeah, I think just because there's a chance she could go back home now. Before she was stuck in Capeside, she just, you know, didn't think about New York. She had no reason to go, but now that she might have a reason to go, it's like all coming undone and back to the surface. But what I was surprised is the whole goldfish theory about if you stare at it long enough, it can help you remember things. I don't know if that's possible, but yeah.
I must have tuned that out.
Oh.
Because I did see them looking at the fishbowl. I just didn't really know what that meant.
Yeah, and then again, Jen drags Jack back in, and she's like, "Do you want to go to New York? Watch the fish with me." So, and she's like a
Well, of
half hour.
course. Well, and of course he wants to go. That was his dream college.
Yeah, she was just saying that because he didn't want to watch the fish with her because it had to be like at least for a half hour.
Okay, would you want to sit there and watch fish?
No, not one like that. Maybe if it was like a bigger tank, then you could be entertained a little bit with them going around plants and all that. But
Or fighting with each other or something.
yeah. And then Joey and Pacey are talking, and you know, Joey tells Pacey she talked to Dawson and told him the truth. And she doesn't know why she lied. And then Pacey comes clean about how he was glad that she didn't get the financial money because he feels like he's holding her back.
Yeah, and then he tells her that to let her go or to let him go when the time comes. And she was like, you're asking me to promise you to let you go, and you know, I'm not going to do that. And I was like, oh my God. I was happy though that cuz there's many times that she doesn't fight for Pacey in her relationship. And that she usually puts Dawson first. And for the first time, like I'm hearing her say, that ain't gonna happen. Like, no, and it's nice too that like Dawson's given her the money, right? But she's not letting Pacey go. And I'm like, that's just so nice to hear. Because again, this is her proving she wants to be with Pacey and that she's willing to fight for it. Like, we're finally hearing it out of her mouth. So I was happy to hear that because he is kind of pushing her away right now. And it's nice to see her holding on.
Yeah, so that was the last scene we didn't talk about because the very last scene is when Joey goes back and tells Dawson the truth, and I mean, not tell him the truth, but you know, talks about the truth again, and that's when he offers her the money one more time and she accepts it.
What did you think of Pacey telling her to let him go?
Well, again, it's just like an insecurity that came back that was unexpected. I'm thinking maybe the fact too that he had to retake his junior classes, so maybe he felt like he wouldn't be able to catch up and graduate and probably maybe go with her to college, I'm thinking. Besides for the fact that he never even like thought about going to university.
Well, and you have to think too, like when she's in college, is she going to have time for him?
Maybe. Depends.
You know what I mean? Because she might have parties to go to or events and this and that. Like, I don't know. Just because they're going to be in two different worlds, that would they be able to stay?
And then even if he did go with her, like they would have to get an apartment to live with each, live together, because I don't think he would be allowed in the dorms if he's not a
Well, no,
student.
he's not a student.
What? Oh no, I think that's if you're married. If you're married, then your spouse can be in the dorm w room with you. But
Well, then
yeah,
they'd have
so
to get married. I'm just kidding.
yeah. So like, I don't see how they could afford an apartment, if she can't even afford the tuition. So, and he's not working with, I'm guessing, with all his schooling. I feel like he
And
wouldn't earn
we know
much.
Dawson ain't gonna flip that bill.
Like, I feel like he wouldn't even earn much if he was working at the video store still. So,
Well, he would have to find a job wherever she's going first, and then he could find an apartment. But yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. But yeah, so I get why he's pushing her away, because he just sees a different life for the two of them, especially because he sees himself in Capeside, which is not what happened 10 episodes ago. 10 episodes ago, he was following her to wherever she was going. But that person apparently is gone who said all those things. But Insecure Pacey's coming out. It's just weird. It's just hard to watch because we didn't see that with Andy. He never said these things to her. The stuff he's saying to Joey. And it's so hard to watch because I love Joey and Pacey more. And I don't want him to say these things. I want him to say all those sweet things that he said to Andy. You know, remember when he said about getting married and stuff? That's what I want him to say to Joey.
And he
Not
was,
the other way around.
yeah,
Not
and he,
let me go.
and he was doing better with his grades at the time too. So I think that was it. He had more confidence that he could have the grades to go to college like Andy, because she was helping him.
But why isn't Joey helping him?
I don't know. I guess she's been too busy. I don't know.
Like
I mean,
she's smart. Why isn't she helping her boyfriend?
I don't know. Maybe too many classes, not enough time to help him catch
Because
up.
Andy was helping Pacey, so why isn't Joey?
I don't know. Maybe they're studying, methods are different.
I think he is putting too much time and effort into helping Joey succeed. That's my theory. Because remember, he got her to retake the test. He helped her study that night. Why isn't he helping himself study? He's literally helping her study to get an A. Like, it's all about Joey, and it's not about him. And I think that's why he is failing, because he's not putting himself first, where Andy made sure to get him to study. And Joey's not putting the effort in. And don't you want your boyfriend to pass? Do you want him to stay while you're in college? Do you really want him to be in high school again?
Yeah, I know.
Like, what? I don't understand this. Why isn't she being a good girlfriend?
I don't know.
The way Andy was.
Maybe thinking
Andy
about
made sure that he studied.
Well, I feel like Joey's been thinking about a lot about Dawson too, so that's been keeping her preoccupied.
Again, cut the Dawson cord.
So your best and worst?
Well, no,
I
we
mean,
got
not
a
best,
high
sorry,
and
highs and
low.
lows. Yeah.
So my high was Dawson giving her the money. I thought that was definitely sweet. And definitely not overlooked on my part. Remember, I always am hateful towards Dawson, but this is not one thing that I'm hateful for. This is one plus of Dawson. And the low. Jen in therapy again. I don't like her in the therapist. I really hope this is over with because I am tired of this storyline. Why can't we cut it? I didn't need to see any more of it. I didn't want to see it the last episode. And my thing is she now just going because she wants to go to therapy?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Because I feel like her time is over with of like mandated therapy. Yeah. So yeah, that would be my low. What's yours?
Probably just the whole being Joy being stubborn about the money and making it harder for herself. And then the high was Dawson still offering her the money even though she lied to him about sleeping with Pacey. Like that was him being the bigger person.
Oh, did you hear the therapist called Jen Jennifer? I was like, what?
Yeah, because
I mean, the only one that's called her Jennifer is Grams, and that's when she's
and
getting yelled at.
yeah, I think that's just because it's her full name, but usually therapists do ask what do you prefer to be called, so
Well,
yeah, they're
hasn't he been calling her Jen, or has he not said her name at all?
No, I think he's been calling her Jennifer the whole time.
Mm.
I think, but yeah, it's still weird that he would call her that even though she doesn't go by that. He should know better. And then did you say your high? Or yeah, your high?
My high was Dawson giving Joey the
Oh,
money.
okay. Okay. So then best and worst.
No, rating.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm tired.
I would rate this a six. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I would say the same.
There was really nothing happening, and I didn't like it. And what is your who's your best and worst?
Best is Dawson for giving Joey the money again, even though he didn't have to, he wanted to. And then the worst is, I would say Miss Watson, just because she started this whole thing and saying Joey couldn't go without the extra 15,000.
Who's Miss Watson, the counselor?
Yeah.
You
She's been
picked
in here.
her as the worst. She's not the one that it was. Didn't you read? It was the financial aid that said she couldn't go.
I know, but I don't know. It just seems like it was,
You picked the school counselor at Capes.
I don't know. It just seemed like too, like, well, we don't really know where we are in the school year, do we? Somewhere.
Clearly at the end.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like
Well,
Joey should have had more time to
it
know
aired in
about this.
April.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like that's last minute. I feel like she would have known sooner than that and maybe would have had time to save up some money or something. I don't know.
Well, because Joey already said it's too late for scholarships. So we're way past that. And then all right, so that's your worst. Mine. Okay. So you're not gonna like who my worst is.
Who?
Guess.
Joey?
No, Jen.
Oh. No, I get that because of the therapist.
Both the therapist, and then she was annoying me that she was arguing with Jack instead of just telling him the truth. Like, why pick fights with your best friend, Jack, instead of just telling him why you don't want to go?
I think she didn't really know the answer because she didn't know the answer herself yet, so she
I
couldn't
just
really
didn't
give
like
him
him.
much.
Well, and then that's his dream school, and you're shutting him down. Like she was
Yeah,
only thinking of
apparently.
herself in that moment and not him. So, and he's always supporting her. And it's like for once, support Jack. And so that bothered me. So that's why she was my worst. And then my best was drum roll, Dawson.
Is it the money?
Yeah. And he wasn't mopey mopey. He was doing what an adult, I guess, would do, but also wouldn't do. I mean, I don't really know again how many people would do that, but Dawson did it. So I thought that was very nice of him. And especially he still offered it after he found out the truth of Pacey and Joey. So yeah, for me, that was definitely my high, and he was definitely the best.
Yeah, makes
And
sense.
I think we both agree with that one and the reason why. Well, you have to, and think too, like he was really supportive right from the start when he didn't get accepted to New York, which I still don't know why that was his first, like his number one. But he was right away, he was like, I'm so happy for you, Joey. And even though you could tell it was killing him, he just put on the face. And it was like, that's just so nice. Because again, that's not the Dawson a year ago. It would have been all about Dawson and how he didn't get in. But instead, it was, he was definitely supportive. And I just thought that was very nice of him. So, what's the next episode?
Episode 18, Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard
Standard,
Time.
yeah.
Okay.
Something about the time zone, I don't know.
Interesting. What these titles? Ooh. All right. Thanks for listening.
Yep, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Duo Chat. If you want to chime in with your opinion about the episode and the show we discussed, you can email us at duochatpodcast@gmail.com. And to keep up with updates about the podcast, you can follow us at Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Duo Chat Podcast. And give us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We would really appreciate it.